Live from the River Camp.
The River Camp.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
And it is time to head Riverside now because we have got live commentary of the M4 division. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Jack. That's right. The M4 division still slightly behind schedule. That was we had the 4-minute gun now, but we're running maybe about 5 minutes behind schedule now. So bringing it back. The rain has just come back. Actually, it's the heaviest it's been all day now. It's still not disastrous, and there's plenty of umbrellas and jackets going up on the bank with spectators. So I'll give you a quick rundown of the division. At the top, we've got Jesus M3, chased by Darwin M2, Kings M2, who've come down a little way this year, Corpus Christi M2, then, who've come up a long way after an overbump on Wednesday. Then Clare M3, they're on for spoons. St. Cat's M3, who've bumped around a bit and ended up back where they started. Then we have Wolfson M2 on for Blades. St. Ed's M2, Hughes Hall M2, Keys M3, they're on for Super Spoons. They've come down a long way from an overbump and then two bumps. Homerton 2 on for nothing, really. Downing 3 on for Spoons. Sydney Sussex M2. Magdalen M3, they've come up a couple of places. Selwyn M3 on for Spoons. Hopefully they can do like Selwyn M4 and escape it. And then Anglia Ruskin M1. First and third M4. And the sandwich boat Queens M4. And with the 1-minute cannon just going, I'll passed up to Juan on the start.
So yes, I'm here just to the south of the motorway bridge, in fact quite a considerable distance to the south of the motorway bridge, the one that is famously painted Newnham. Cars are just rumbling over that now as we see the spectators start to gather as the boats are about to be pushed into the middle of the river. Just opposite me, we have quite a gathering as well. The umbrellas are starting to go up as the rain gets heavier and heavier. And as I've just said that, the boats are now being moved into the middle of the river. And we are very, very close to the start now as people start to crane their necks to see the boats up there. So at the start, as has just been said, we've got Jesus, followed by Darwin, who are rowing in a boat called Firestarter, so we'll see if that, that has any kind of look associated with it. And that has been the cannon, so we are now off, and Jesus are coming up the river very, very strongly. They are making quite a bit of ground on Darwin. We've then got Kings behind them, followed by Corpus, and then we've got Clare. Just looking at the river, it looks like there aren't any bumps on just yet, although I have just heard a whistle, so maybe someone is seeing something further down the river that I'm not quite seeing yet. Just having Jesus go past now, they've got quite a bit of room on Darwin, but Darwin are continuing to push ahead, pushing further ahead of Kings, so Kings M2 are probably not looking to bump on Darwin. There's a lot of ground for them to catch up. Just coming past now, we've got Corpus. Corpus are getting very close to Kings. We may well have a bump there in the future. But what is interesting is the two boats behind them. We've got Clare and we've got St. Cat's. And there's not a lot of distance between them at all. So it looks as if, potentially on grassy, there may well be a bump there. Behind them, we have Wilson, who are quite on their own at the moment. There's not too much going on around them. And then we've got another potential bump behind them between St. Edmunds and Hughes Hall. There is overlap in this one, but the boats are actually quite wide apart in the river. So it looks like there's going to be a bump fairly shortly. And with that, I'm going to... Actually, no, I'll just recall that bump. There has now been a bump there. St. Edmunds have been bumped by Hughes Hall. The cops have just conceded. And with that, I'm going to throw it to Tim.
So, just on grassy corner, we've just had Darwin M2 bump up on Jesus M3. So, a very classic bump. But behind that, Kings are being chased down by Corpus. Maybe I'm next to a gaggle of very loud Corpus supporters. There's about half a boat length in it, and Kings... Kings be working hard to escape this bump as Darwin and Jesus clear the river in front of them.
behind that, Blair being chased down by Katz very strongly, and Katz taking a much wider line into Grassy Corner here. They're taking a much wider line, but they may well catch Clare here. Behind Corpus, though, still working on King, as Jesus pulling a long way down towards the plough. And Cats and Cats have crashed into the Darwin boat on the riverbank. Absolute chaos. We've had a bit of chaos there. And behind here, we have now Wolfson rowing through in clear water. Clare still rowing towards Corpus Plan.
Yes, so just want to record two bumps that may well have been missed there. Two boats that are going to get spoons. So Keys have been bumped by Homerton, so they will get their spoons. And Downing have been bumped by Sydney Sussex, so again, spoons for them. So back to Tim.
Right, yes, so the St. Cat's boat is now extricating itself from the Darwin boat on the bank. All sorts of problems, and someone in the water being heaved out. It looks like he's in...
Ellie!
I'm not quite sure. Ellie, what can you tell us?
They're coming up really strongly on Kings. I think they're about to bump right on Dixon Corner. There's a bit of overlap, and it depends whether they can, steer into the bump, whether they're going to get it. It's really they're moving far away from me now. I don't know if they were bumped past distance, but they're very close. There's overlap between them. Maybe you can pull it up off.
So Kings escaped Corpus, Ellie?
They're still Corpus. They're pulling to and fro. Kings keep moving away slightly, but then Corpus keep catching up. I'm going to throw it down to Joe. Can you see anything?
Thank you, Ellie. As the rain tumbles down and it all gets a little bit bitter at the head of the division, I can see Darwin M2 chasing Jesus M3 up the reach. They're quite a way down from me now, but I believe that there is possibly less than a boat's length in it. Soon I'll be hearing whistles, I imagine, as they start to come past me. Behind them, way, way, way behind them, is Clare M3, realising that because of that bump, I believe, between what looks like Kings and Corpus, they are somewhat out of contention now. They're settling into a bit of a steady pace because they realise they can't make up that goal for catch up Darwin, who, as I say, are getting ever, ever closer. I'm going to throw it back down to you, Tim, if you could do a roundup of the division so far.
So I'm a bit patchy on what's happened, but what I certainly know is that at the top of the division, Darwin M2 have bumped up on Jesus M3, and we think they're still waiting for a result, Kings M2 and Corpus M2. Beyond that, Clare, I'm not sure what's happened, I think Clare may have either were bumped by St. Cat's all rowed over, and St. Cat's ended up crashed into the more Darwin crew, so I'm not sure what actually happened there. Ruined any chances of working it out. Below that, though, I don't think I saw any further boats come through. Juan, can you fill us in on what happened around Wilson, Eds and Hughes Hall?
Yes, well, I'm not entirely sure, to be fair. Just coming past me now is Selwyn. So it looks as if something has happened. I believe right at the top of the river, I can just make out under the rail, under the motorway bridge, there are a number of boats. So there may well have been a bump right at the very start, but I'm so far away from it that I can't really tell anything. So I'm going to have to go back to Tim.
Right, I think we can confirm that Anglia Ruskin have bumped up on Selwyn, giving Selwyn M3 spoons, unfortunately. But I suspect below that, first and third M4 and Queen's M4 will row over. Above that, Magdalen M3 will row over. We also called higher up the division, with Keys, where we had the group of Keys 3, Homerton 2, Downing 3 and Sydney Sussex 2. We think that Homerton bumped up Keys, giving Keys their super spoons, and Sydney 2 bumped Downing 3. Beyond that, I think we're going to have to hand back to you in the studio, and Ellie will get us some confirmed results later, because there's certainly a lot to untangle there.
Thank you very much, Tim. Yeah, so crashed boat, man overboard, bumps here, there and everywhere. That's amazing. Sorry, Tim, I was just wondering if you could confirm, St. Cat's boat that bumped into Darwin, or that crashed into Darwin on the side of the river, does that mean that there was a bump between Wolfson and St. Cat's there?
I don't know. I really don't know what happened. I don't think they were bumped at the time. I think the St. Cat's boat was sort of in clear water. It may have just bumped Clare. But it certainly it wasn't very pleasant.
Okay.
And so we'll have confirmed results as soon as we can.
And was it the cox that went overboard? Do we know? Or
I haven't got a clue. It was someone in one of the rowers in the water being hoisted out by the bank party.
Oh dear! Right, we will let you go and untangle that incredibly mucky division. Seems like there's lots of carnage there, and we'll catch up with you in a bit, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jack. Bye.
I've never heard of somebody literally going overboard in bumps. I wonder if he caught a crab or got his blade caught on the bank or something. I hope that everyone's okay. Like, quite seriously.
Because if it was the Darwin man who went in,
yes,
then it could well have been that the St. Cat's boat crashing into Darwin actually caused someone to
pulled
go over.
Because I mean, in Lent there was an issue with one of the women's boats taking a very tight line around one of the corner and catching a cox in the back of the head. He'd pulled over, but she was okay. It was kind of caught with the flat of the blade, and they had pulled up, so it wasn't too bad. But goodness, I hope that everybody down there is okay. We will let you know as soon as we can, but that was an incredibly confusing division.
87.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Because now, hopefully, we'll be able to go to Ellie and try and clear up what was an incredibly messy M4 division. Ellie, can you make some kind of sense of it for us?
Hopefully I can. I'm just trying to read the result off my really damp bit of paper because the rain's just started to... It's getting heavy now. But here are the results. Darwin bumped up on Jesus M3. Corpus Christi bumped Kings M2. Clare M3 rode over, which means they've avoided getting spoons, which is good. Wilson M2 bumped St. Cat's M3, meaning they haven't got blades. St. Edmunds M2 were bumped by Hughes Hall M2. Homerton bumped Keys M3. Sydney Sussex M2 bumped Downing M3, so Downing have got spoons. Magdalen rode over. Anglia Ruskin bumped Selwyn M3. First and Third rode over, and Queen's Four also rode over.